Saturday, January 12th, 2019. What is Jesus's net worth? Last year, a painting, Salvator Mundi, supposedly the work of Leonardo da Vinci, sold for $450 million at auction. This image of Christ, the Savior of the world, has been discussed by art critics around the world. Some maintain that it was not done by Da Vinci, but by one of his associates or by one of his students. I recall one incident in the life of Da Vinci where he was working on a large painting in his studio. He worked for weeks, carefully choosing the subject, arranging the perspective, sketching the outline, applying the colors, and developing the background. Then, for some unknown reason, he stopped with the painting unfinished. A God moment. He called in one of his students and asked him to finish the painting. The student, of course, was flabbergasted. How could he finish a painting by one of the world's truly great masters? He argued with Da Vinci that he was just a student. He wouldn't dream of finishing one of his priceless masterpieces. But the great artist silenced him with these words: "Are you not inspired to give it your very best after what I have already done for you?" A God nod. Every time we turn on the TV, the radio, or go online, we come to the conclusion that our world is in terrible shape. The words of Da Vinci come to my mind. God has created the greatest masterpiece of all, with our universe and our fellow human beings, but it's not finished. By his life, teachings, miracles, death and resurrection, Jesus started the great work of redemption. But it is not finished. It is up to you and me and others to finish Jesus' work. A God drop. The big difference between Da Vinci and Jesus: Da Vinci left his student alone. Jesus never leaves us alone. He whispers his guiding insight to us as we go about finishing his masterpiece. A God whisper.